This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. We're live at the Hawk Museum, Wolford, North Dakota. More about that coming up. Governor Doug Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford were at the White House yesterday. We'll have more on them. We have an exclusive interview with the governor right after he walked out of the White House, actually, up on the Facebook page, the whole thing right there right now. Lieutenant Governor Sanford is also going to join us here in a moment to talk about another topic with our guest, House Majority Leader Al Carlson, Mike Montpleasure, Cass County Auditor. We're going to talk about property taxes. I have been getting a lot of questions and comments from folks in every corner of North Dakota saying, well, I hear one thing in the local paper from the auditor or, you know, the school board or the city folks that they say, hey, the state didn't do as much, so property taxes are going up. I talked to my legislature, and they say, nope, same amount of dollars going there. So just try to sort it all out for you. We don't have a lot of time to unpack it today. We're going to try and at least give you the 30,000-foot view and then continue to dig into this and watch it where we can and ask you to do the same, okay, as we continue on What's On Your Mind. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Do you want a secure energy future? I do, too. Hot day, cold day, very important to have secure energy, right? Reliable energy. How about affordability? We have an 800, 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal right here. And the technology in making that better for our environment, cleaner all the time, is happening continuously. Find out more about all this at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org, a great industry that deserves our support, especially at a time when things get to be a little challenging in the regulatory environment. Some of that's letting up, but there's a lot to do in a competitive environment out there, and this is important to our great state of North Dakota. All right, let me first welcome to the program our House Majority Leader, Al Carlson. Al, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Scotty.
Oh, good. Good to have you. Mike Montpleasure is here, County Auditor from Cass County. Mike, nice to have you.
Thank you.
And all the way from Washington, D.C. is our Lieutenant Governor, Brent Sanford. Hello, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing well.
Before we talk property taxes with all three gentlemen here, since you are in D.C. and we're at the White House yesterday with the President and Vice President, just give me a quick headline on what came out of that for North Dakota yesterday.
I tell you what, it was the theme was innovation, not regulation, and that's something that our governor was pounding, you know, and it was had an opportunity to speak a couple of times. Once to the president with the group, with the entire group surrounding, and also in the post press conference where they selected four of the governors to speak to the press. And the refreshing thing for us, I would say, is that the cabinet is very common sense, pro-business. Let's get the regulation and red tape down. Let's get back to work. Let's stop taking 10 years for these federal projects. Let's get it down to 2 years by eliminating some regulations, by combining the environmental impact statements into one instead of having to do 5, 6, 7, 8 on different projects. It was really refreshing to see the attitude of the cabinet. I think we're all on the same page, and North Dakota should come out ahead in this.
All right, so let me talk. Switch to property taxes here. And, Mike, I want to start with you from the perspective of the locals, okay? What do you see that's different from years past when the state used a different formula, a different mechanism to get property tax relief to the local governments? What's different this time around?
Well, the biggest thing is that is different is who is paying the bill. In the past few years, the state has paid 12% of your property tax bill, and now the residents will have to pick that 12% up. They're also going to see a mill levy reduction, but that mill levy reduction isn't going to be enough to offset that entire 12%. And so, you know, we're projecting that if nobody else does anything, property tax payer will probably have to pay 7, 8, 9% more because we simply can't reduce the mill levy enough to make up that 12%.
And Al, is that how it was designed? Is that what you saw the outcome of the last session to be?
Well, there was a big push, Scott, for us to take the state to take over county social services, which they It's basically a pass-through program of grants and programs that that the counties had felt was mandated upon them by the state, which is probably true. So we couldn't do both. We had to decide what we were going to do, and we put together a test pilot for taking over county social services in every county in the state of North Dakota. Now, what that did is that the counties have a 20 mil cap they could charge for social services. Some people are at that cap, some people are not. But in reality, that cap or those mills they were charging probably averaged between 5 and 6% of the in terms of what your property tax bill was. And in some cases higher, some cases lower. But that does not by any means cover our 12%. We also had a budget shortfall where we had to make some decisions what we were going to do. And there was a continual push by the counties to get full funding of county social services, which would have cost us exactly what that 12% would have been, but it wouldn't have been that much reduction at home. So we didn't have the money, so we had to make a call, and the call was that we're going to take over county social services on a pilot project, and whatever the cost that is what those mills would be reduced on your property tax bill, knowing full well that we were not going to match the 12% we had before. But I have to go back one step, Scott. The 12% was instituted some years back, and I was the one who drove the 12% because I didn't feel there was enough property tax relief that was coming from the locals, and the state had excess revenue, so we added the 12%. But it was always meant to be when we had excess revenue. We had three stools that we said, fund your priorities and make sure that you build a strong reserve, and the third one is if you have any extra dollars, return to the taxpayers. That was the method we returned. At this time, we didn't have the money. We used that extra $140, $50 million to roll in for the budget, to balance the budget to get out of there, and we took over on a two-year project or pilot project, County Social Services. And, yes, that does mean that in the year 2018, payable 19, you're going to see your property taxes change. It will not change for 17 because that was already assessed and set by the counties and the cities and everybody prior to that, so that will be held whole. 17 statement will still be whole.
Governor or Lieutenant Governor Sanford, I've heard you and the governor both talk about the fact that the county social services piece that Al just talked about, combined with the K-12 piece, would mean the same amount of dollars are going out. So therefore, there shouldn't be an increase in property taxes. Is that still true?
One thing I think people forget to look at is the fact that 50 million more is still going back to local governments, even in this budget environment. 50 more million, and that it also equates to, think of it this way, 31% of the general fund is spent going back to local political subs for property tax relief, whereas the biennium before it was around 20%, and that's just a function of the shrinking budget availability when we go down to $1.7 billion in available funds. But to say the legislature or the governor's office is not committed to property tax relief is a little bit unfair when there's 50 million more that is going out this biennium and times where cash is short versus last. And the trade-off, obviously, with not doing the 12% reduction was taking over the unfunded mandate of social services as funding it from the state level, as they are state and federal requirements that are put on the counties. So that funding was taken over from the state. And that does get us part of the way to the 12%. And then we always have to focus back and roll back to the fact that property taxes are naturally going to increase with inflation. And so if we're down to arguing about 5 or 7%, there are times in the West and Wofford City where our taxes went up 6% one year, maybe 1% the next, maybe 0%, based on what's happening in that local jurisdiction. So we have to get focused back on the point that property taxes come from those local political subs. Your property tax statement is made up of your city property tax assessment, your county, your school district, your park district. Each one of those entities has the ability to do different things within their budgets to get that number up or down based on what they're doing for their operations for the next coming year. That's something that has to be remembered in this whole argument, this whole conversation, is that property taxes are locally derived.
Do you concur with Al that property taxes are going to go up, or is there a way for the locals, in your view, to not increase property taxes?
It's a local decision. And in a lot of these cases, there's expansion, there's salary increases, there's all the different things that the legislature looked at in balancing the budgets for the different cabinet agencies. Most agencies had zero salary increases for the next upcoming 2 years, the means to help with the budget challenges. And so these are all decisions that each elected body, each political subdivision faces. And when times are tough, like now when ag and energy are down, I mean, these are decisions that have to be made.
So I think I hear all of you saying that, total dollars, there's more there. Obviously, they're all making decisions about who to pay more and more expenses and everything else, but that ends up being the local decision. I also hear you, Al, saying, 12% was never designed to be forever. It was when we had excess dollars. We clearly don't have excess dollars. So I guess the locals have to decide, do the citizens bear that, or is there a way to trim? That's sort of the bottom line where we find ourselves, and I hear all of you and all of your points, and I think now it's a question of what do we want, the taxpaying citizens of the state of North Dakota, from cities, counties, and the school boards, and that's where we're going to go next. We have to let the Lieutenant Governor go to his next meeting. Same with Al Carlson. Mike, we'll have you back. Thank you all. Appreciate the take very much. All the best.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. The NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management into the search bar and click enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded for free. The North Dakota Soybean Council is a proud supporter of this project. Some of the tools in the app give users the ability to search by crop or pest to find the solutions to problems or recommended treatments. Growers also can save or mark their favorite areas. Pictures of pests, weeds, and diseased plants are included to make in-field comparisons. There are also special tools specifically designed for weed selection to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Rain you get last night. Give us a weather report coupled with your headline on what you thought of the James Comey hearing yesterday. You could have a shot at a free MyPillow today on the program. Simple as texting that to Todd or I. Todd's text, 701-226-8503. Don't call him. He doesn't answer it anyway. I usually try to call him when he's on the K-Fire Cafe. And be like, what, why are you calling me? Maybe I didn't look at my...
Live on the air. This must be breaking news. It's got in and...
Didn't look at my watch, I guess. I don't. You can also call, you can text me, 367-2054, 367-2054.
Don't call him during the show either, because he also doesn't want to answer it.
Well, and it's just, I don't, you know, you just text me. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Anyway, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. MyPillow mattresses are flying off the shelf. Because folks heard about our 50% discount. We have up to 50% discounts when you use the promo code SCOTT. Have that on the pillows, the four-pack special, two MyPillow premium pillows and the two go-anywhere pillows. Free shipping for orders over $100. But this is a, and by the way, they're made in the USA, right in Minnesota. They have the guarantee, not just any guarantee, 60-night money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. That's what I'm talking about. But now, the MyPillow mattress, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow bed, no kidding. A body pillow, go-anywhere pillow, travel pillow, first pillow, bolster pillow, my personal favorite. Since you spend more time on your mattress than anywhere else on Earth, the ThermoShield pillow top mattress pad will make that time more comfortable and more enjoyable. MyPillow for pets, small, medium, and large. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Or you just give them a call. Use the promo code. They'll know. This is our special number. These programs don't go, folks, without our fine listeners. They don't go. And without our fine sponsors, rather. And our listeners who purchase the products and services of our sponsors. That's the secret sauce that makes us go. So they have a very special number. So when you're calling that number, they know you're listening to What's on Your Mind. 800-506-9028. Okay. Your headline on James Comey. A lot of good ones coming in here. We also have more folks from the Hawk Museum here. We're going to round up the show with a great discussion there. Myron and Crosby wants to tell me about the weather there. I'm looking forward to that. Before I do that, every day we highlight a Delta call of the day. So that's what you're striving for. The Delta Constructors one call of the day. When you call Delta at 406-250-8151, if you're in the oil business, you're a foreman out there, you need turnkey solutions. That's why you call Delta. You call them first, they'll do it better than anybody. 406-250-8151. Online at deltaconstructors.net. Flow lines, pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, the tank batteries, the electrical and mechanical design. They do it all, every bit of it. Here you go. Yesterday's one call does it all. Call of the day. Roll it.
Morning, Scott. This is Mike from Perm, and I can tell you this much right now. I really think this James Comey thing is another Democratic witch hunt. They want something to be there. It has to be there so they can justify themselves, and they're looking for that aha moment. That's exactly what they're doing. They can't stand it that Trump won, and they just want that aha moment. You have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You as well, and thank you for that call. Appreciate it very much. Keep them coming. All right. And by the way, we had a guest call back. Wanted to add one thing. We talked in that last segment with Mike Monpleasure, Fargo County Auditor, Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor. Brent and Al had to run, so we were only able to do one segment. But Mike did have one other thing that he got in, wanted to get in, rather, that Cass County this year is doing something that's mandated for next year, and that is to send out an estimated tax statement in August before most of the boards hold their final budget hearing, so taxpayers have an idea of what their taxes will be before local hearings are held. That's the difference, ladies and gentlemen, that you can make in all of these budgets. You follow me? If you go when a school board has a budget hearing, you know, a county commission, a city council, you'll make a difference. I'm telling you, I've been at these. I've covered them. 0.5% maybe of taxpayers pay attention to this and go. For instance, I think a good argument this year would be the following. All right. My property taxes have come down since the property tax funds were set aside by the legislature. And that's the 12% number that Al Carlson talked about. There is not excess revenue to do that with, as there has been in years past. So therefore, some people will get less. Although, again, when you look at the total dollar sent, he told you $50 million more is going. I would go and say, hey, okay, here's the deal. Somewhere within the taxpaying entities of where I live, there is a piece of that additional $50 million over what you got last go around. Okay? You're going to tell me you got less? Fine. I get less once in a while, too, and you know what I do? Spend less. And if you need some help deciding where to spend less, maybe I don't want you to spend it on teachers, but I want you to wait 2-3 years to buy new equipment. Whatever. You can figure this out. Get under that hood. Don't let somebody else decide for you. So, Mike, thanks. That's great. Cass County's doing that. Every county in North Dakota ought to do that. They ought to do it this year when they don't have to, in addition to, obviously, next year when it's mandated. So you see, in August, before the budget hearings are final, what the taxes are going to be. So you can go say, no way, no how. Spend less. Good idea. Do it, do it, do it. Okay, let's get to Myron and Crosby. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Myron, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I was wandering off. No, I was going to say about 2 hours ago when Bill was doing the news and weather, 5 after 8, it was thundering and lightning here. My dog went in the closet, and the whole time Bill was doing the news and the weather at 5 after 8, it poured up here in Crosby.
No kidding. How much rain did you get?
I don't have a rain gauge, but I'm sure it was a good half an inch because that rained for about 13, 14 minutes straight, just hard.
Well, that's all right. It's welcome, isn't it, right now?
Yeah, sure is.
Appreciate that weather report, Myron. Nice talking to you. Call again, 800-228-0550. Craig in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been kind of off in no-no land the last few days, and I would like to know what is actually happening with the Trump hearings. I apologize for kind of a lame brain question, but I tried to read some stuff on the Internet, and I got everything from he's headed to prison to he's walking away scot-free, depending
yeah, you
on...
Know, yesterday I was listening to a Fox News analysis after the testimony, and Judge Napolitano was talking about what a horrible day it was for Trump. Now, I listened to this, you know, I don't think that was a horrible day for Trump, but you're right, there is a lot of stuff all over. You know, I would tell you, not a lot's changed, right? I mean, there was nothing there on the big stuff, any collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign. Pretty much a nothing burger. It'd be my best report for you.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and has some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there are superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tell me, every day is a beautiful day in Wolford, North Dakota, but today it's for sure a beauty, for sure where we're at anyway, which is the Hawk Museum near Wolford, North Dakota. A little bit of a breeze and some clouds rolling in, but it's a nice day. They had a little touch of rain earlier today, but this is so fun. We really appreciate being here. I want to thank all of our fine sponsors for making it happen. And let you know we can't be there, be here, without them. And specifically, you know, the folks at Envision Co-op, Merchants Bank in Rugby, Bremer Bank in Rugby, Farmers Union Co-op, seven locations, three Devil's Lake, one in Meckville, Lakota, Michigan, Warwick. Farmer-owned co-op serving for 85 years, bulk fuel and propane delivery. You can visit their new Travel Plaza, which is beautiful on Highway 2, east side of Devil's Lake. Of course, the original location is still there in Cranking, west side of Devil's Lake on the junction of Highway 19 and Highway 2 as well. But Gooseneck Implement, boy, I tell you, they do a great job. Eight locations. Williston, Harvey, Rugby, Velva, Stanley, Mohall, Minot, Canmere, the first store as well. And they're always supporting the FFA and 4-H and farm shows like this with the Dale and Martha Hawk Museum. They're praying for rain, like all of us, of course. But that's what we do. Anyway, North Central Grain and Bisbee as well. Really appreciate them doing what they've done for us here. Everybody's been really great. Really great. So thanks so much for making that happen. Here's a couple of folks from the Hawk Museum that are pros. In fact, the fella that got us here, Harold Niemeyer, is here. And Harold's a listener and came on a trip with Maria and I to New York City along with other fine listeners. And I don't know if it was on that trip or after. He said, "You ever heard about the Hawk Museum?" I said, "I've not." He just said, "You got to see it." So, Harold, thanks for planting that seed with us. We appreciate that.
I couldn't help but just be proud as heck that when I put the bug in your ear, you followed up on it, and it took a little doing, but we got the job done, and I'm just so happy to get you here because, in my opinion, living in Bismarck, you get beyond Harvey, and nobody heard of this place at all. It's just like it's not existing. And here you are, and now it'll be statewide, and I know that people from all over the state listen to you, so...
Well, we appreciate that, absolutely. And I'm the same way. You know, you find a little jewel and you think, you know, I tend to walk around a place like this last night and think, more people need to see this because it's just so much of what is, you know, what in my mind, the genius of America. You just find a way, you know, and you see that evolution from, you know, how it started. These guys are thrashing the day with, the little tiny thing, and then all the folks out there will be up a few months in a combine, and that's where, you know, it started. It's just neat. It's really a fun thing to see. You brought Brenda with you here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hello.
How are you, Brenda?
Good.
What's your last name?
Mitzel.
Okay. And Brenda, you have been out here how long?
Well, I actually moved to this area about 24 years ago, so I've been here on and off for 24 years.
What do you like about this?
This place, the fact that it just shows you what our past was like and what our ancestors came through to get to where we are now.
There's a general store next to me over here that, you know, if I would blink, I would be like in a Little House on the Prairie episode,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, you go inside, it's exactly the same. It's incredible, right? I mean, you can just find all kinds of things. What do you like best out here? What do you think is a highlight?
What I like is the farm machinery equipment out in front and just the different types of farm machinery that you see that are so different.
Right when you come in. Right when you come in.
Right behind us, you can't believe just a display of fire extinguishers, a total display of all of the washing machines. I tried to buy my wife a washing machine, but she wouldn't have it.
She wouldn't?
No, she...
The kind that she
likes, the old-fashioned.
Is that right?
So what do you like about it, Scott?
Oh, my son is really into old tractors and has a couple of old John Deeres, and so I've become interested in it through him, you know, and it's kind of fun to see it. And then, like you, I pull in yesterday and see this line of tractors, you know, all these old ones. But the cars are neat. There's an old hearse here. I mean, this museum behind me was phenomenal to go see everything from, you know, clocks to, you name it, and you know, all the little tiny toys and the cars and, you know, just television sets and computers and, you know, things. It's a little Smithsonian right here.
Yeah. Had you ever seen a Hackney plow then before you got here?
I had not, and we should tell folks that's the only one that is operational anywhere in the world, right?
Yep.
And they call it the Hackney Auto Plow, I guess, right?
Yep.
I have a picture of that. I'll put up a little collage of some of the photos from my my time here at the beginning. So,
if I could tell you one quick story, back in my day, I grew up in Milo, which is not that far from Wolford, and if you go east, it's Stagg. But anyway, we had an early version of a self-propelled swather, and it broke down. And of course, they blamed me for it, but that wasn't my fault. But anyway, the gist of it is that we couldn't find parts for it, and we couldn't order parts for it. So my brother said, let's go up to Dale Hawk's museum. And now it wasn't a museum at that time. It was just Dale Hawk's farm. And he made us a part and put us back on the field. And it's just amazed me.
Well, I've heard that some, you know, when times were tough, I'd hear, you know, he'd come in and just find a way, right, with something that was already here because you didn't have, you know, money to go buy a new one. You know, that's pretty neat. And the genius of Dale Hawk really is how this all came to be, right? And keep adding on and adding on and adding on.
And then he showed us how he took a dog and put the dog on the treadmill, and the dog ran around in a circle and pumped water.
I saw that thing in here. That's in the museum behind me. It literally put the dog in the treadmill and pumping water. What a great way. I love it. Well, thank you both for sharing a little story today, okay?
And I do have to give the board and everyone credit here for what they've always done to build it up each and every year. So they've done a great job.
It's a great weekend to come see it. They're open all year long, of course, at the Hawk Museum, so you can see this anytime. But to be here with all the different things going on, the craft show and the flea market, and, I mean, there are movies and kids' activities. There's folks camping out here and, you know, music and parade every day, 4 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock on Sunday. People's Choice Awards, so you can bring your tractor and see if folks judge it as the best. The Pioneer women are out here. Just a lot going on. So any information you need to find out about it, give them a call at 701-583-2381. Love to see you this weekend. HawkMuseum.org and on Facebook. Thank you both. Appreciate it. Governor Doug Burgum yesterday, Washington, D.C., as we mentioned earlier, with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford to meet with President Trump and Vice President Pence on some infrastructure issues. And we caught up with the governor and asked him, you know, out of everything he saw at the event, what he was most excited about for North Dakota.
Well, one thing I just want to say is great to have Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford here because he understands, you know, former Mayor Watford City, he understood what it's like to build infrastructure when, you know, you had a fivefold, tenfold population increase in your front door. So Brent, you know, is a standout on even on the national level in terms of how he understands infrastructure and how it works. And so then he and I were able to split up. And so, you know, he went to you know, one of the breakouts that was led by Secretary Zinke from the Department of Interior. Well, I was at the meeting with Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Agriculture, and, of course, Ag owns U.S. forest lands in North Dakota. Forest Service owns, you know, National Park, BIA, BLM lands, and we were able to simultaneously deliver the message to both of them that, you know, in North Dakota, we've got land that's owned by the federal government that doesn't go back to the Louisiana Purchase. It goes back to the 1920s or 30s when the federal government bought land from ranchers and promised to lease it back to them. Well, that land, some of that land today, if they got the minerals, you know, we've got this checkerboard where we're, you know, developing mineral resources in western North Dakota on private land, and in between that, we've got federal land that's not being developed because the prior administration wanted to block energy development. And I guess, you know, sort of one of the questions was the federal government doesn't need the money. So, you know, I mean, sort of facetiously, because obviously there's just money there waiting if the federal government wants to start doing some development in conjunction with the private sector in North Dakota. So it was I'm excited that we were able to deliver the message at the highest level to the people that these agency heads, and these agency heads all reported that they have been given a direction, which is cut red tape, take projects that take 10 years to permit, get them down to 2 years or less. They've been given that direction from the president, and it was great for us to talk to people who really whose decisions will really affect big swaths of North Dakota.
Last question for you, Governor. You know, obviously there was quite the circus today with James Comey's testimony up on Capitol Hill, and all of Washington's kind of consumed with it. What was the mood like at the White House? Did the president mention that at all? Did it come up in any of the meetings?
Did not. President didn't bring it up. The vice president didn't bring it up. You know, they're focused on Infrastructure Week. You know, they've been making announcements all week. They were out in Ohio yesterday talking about, trying to reinvest in our river infrastructure, that moves, you know, huge amounts of ag products out of the heartland. And, they're working hard on trying to move America forward. And yes, there is plenty of folks in the media that are consumed by other things, but these guys were, everybody we saw, all the staff, all the cabinet people, never came up. They're just focused on getting their job done.
Anything else you want to tell folks before we let you go?
No, I would just say, Brent and I are super grateful to have the opportunity to, you know, represent the state of North Dakota. And when we think about, you know, the innovative things that we're doing here, one of the things that came up in the energy breakout session, we were talking again about innovation, not regulation. We talked about some of the innovative things that's happening in North Dakota with carbon capture, taking carbon, you know, off our ethanol plants, putting it into greenhouses to drive ag production, taking carbon out of our coal plants and, you know, getting it up to the Bakken and using it for enhanced oil recovery. There's a lot of things happening right now where North Dakota can really lead the world in not just in energy, not energy security or energy dominance, but we can lead the world in energy innovation, and it ties back to agriculture in many cases. And so we're in a special spot, future's bright in North Dakota, and under this administration, I'm optimistic that we're going to be able to get things done better and faster than we have in the past. I mean, one of the ideas that I tossed out to the president was, I said, look, instead of giving us a dollar of federal funds tied up with all kinds of federal red tape, you know, go around the room, ask the mayors, ask the county commissioners, and ask the governors, and said, would they take 80 cents on the dollar with no strings versus the $1? You know, full of strings, and every head in the room was nodding. People will take the 80 cents. I said, well, there's a way to save 20% of the federal budget right off the bat. Just delegate it to the states and let us start innovating.
Great idea. Governor, thanks for the time. Travel safely.
Thank you, Scott, and thanks for tuning in while we're fresh off the press here, just leaving the White House.
Governor Doug Burgum. Earlier, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, great readout on that meeting yesterday in the White House. More from the Hawk Farm next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Aubrey is here from InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, and we're going to talk about precision-fit meeting space. What does that exactly mean?
Well, with precision-fit meeting spaces, Herman Miller has done a lot of global research as far as conference rooms and boardrooms, and we're finding that with the large boardrooms or a 10-plus person conference room, these spaces are getting underutilized. And so what Herman Miller has done is they've done some research where they put sensors underneath the actual chair in the conference room and then test it out to see how often those chairs get used. And most of the time in a 10-person conference room, only 3 to 4 of those chairs are actually being used. And so real estate, you're taking up a large space where you could possibly have 2 to 3 meeting rooms in place of that large conference room or boardroom. And then these 3 to 4-person rooms or huddle rooms would be used more frequently for meetings and more functional for the meeting. It almost takes away the stigma or the intimidation of a boardroom. And so people in these smaller spaces are finding that they feel more comfortable and they're collaborating and they're engaged more in the activity of the meeting.
Custom design, precision fit meeting space for your business. All it takes is a call to Interoffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Call them at 232-3013 or online at interofficefargo.com. That's interofficefargo.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Weekend viewing for you. Little idea. My friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, been around since 1908, are saving companies all throughout North Dakota, companies that are really cost-conscious, very savvy. You'd know the names. Save a lot of dollars and are able to invest that into their plants, into their people, with the help of contract maintenance services from H.A. Thompson & Sons. There's a great video on the H.A. Thompson website. You can click on commercial contract maintenance. It'll just explain just how this makes perfect sense. They're a Link member, Link Service Network member, and that builds unique maintenance programs that apply both a financial and a mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. H.A. Thompson & Sons. Check that out, okay? Great, great text from a lot of folks today. Kent in Rolette says, if you're at Hawk Museum, you got to check out the Johnson store. From Nansen, North Dakota, it was the shopping mall we would go to when we'd buy kids' tennis shoes and new school clothes. Nansen had 3 people in town back then. And I've seen it. That's the one I mentioned earlier that is right out of, you know, Little House on the Prairie. Just absolutely a treasure. You got to see it. And there are so many that are incredible. Really is. And 74 degrees in Bowman. Winds south-southeast, 12 miles an hour. Drier than a popcorn toot. How about that? I cleaned it up with toot, just so you know. Have a great day, says some good folks in Bowman today. All right. I have a couple of guests here to tell us a little bit more about all the great things happening at the Hawk Farm and the Hawk Museum and the show this weekend that continues. What's your name, sir?
Gordon Thingvold.
I can't hear you. Get that a little bit closer.
Gordon Thingvold.
Hi, Gordon. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
All right. And your name?
Dwayne Gamble. I'm on the board of directors here.
All right. And what do you do? Everything around here?
Everything around here.
Is that right?
It's about.
Keep her going. Keep her going. How long have you been coming to be part of the Hawk Museum to get her going? How long have you been?
I've been here 9 years.
What's the average day like for you?
Sun comes up till it goes down.
That's a pretty good description. What do you have to do here? This is such a treasure. How do you keep tabs on it all?
Gordon does everything. He lives here, so he's here 24 hours a day, and he's busy 24 hours a day, I'll tell you.
There you go. So there's a lot more than the sun going up and going down. I knew it. Come on, Gordon. You got to fess up. What do you love about, I'll hold this for you. What do you love about Hawk Museum?
Well, it's a nice place here, and it's a nice place to keep up. And it's an enjoy to want to try to keep it looking good and keep everything cleaned up, mowing good, and keep buildings in shape, and just keep everything going.
So if you have a spare second amongst all your work, which doesn't sound like work, a labor of love it sounds like, what do you stare at a little bit? What do you take a little extra look at? Any particular thing you think is really special here?
Well, it's just a very nice place, and it's very unique in so many ways, and it's a special place of history, you know, and it'll hope to keep it going for a long time.
That's the key. Is the board going to be able to accomplish that?
We're trying. What? You mentioned the Nansen store.
Yeah.
We also have the Nansen schoolhouse that was moved in from the town that used to be, is no longer there. But I was looking through the teacher's books in the schoolhouse there, and here my stepmother, who was born in 1908, was in second grade in that school. Her first grade, she was in a farmhouse, and then that must have been the year they built the school, and then she went to Nansen.
Wow.
So that's a long time ago, well over 100 years ago, that she was in school there.
What do you guys, what should folks know about the farm show? What's the best part of the farm show this weekend?
Best part is just being here.
The food.
Food, I would say.
The parade.
Parade and all the other activities that are going on.
We got the sawmill be running. They're thrashing already this morning. And these antique tractors popping away out there. It's fun to watch them and hear them.
All right, last chance. Anything else you want people to know about the weekend? Today, tomorrow, Saturday? How do they find you? Rolette County. Go get to Wolford and go north?
Go 4 miles east from Wolford and 3 miles north.
And there are signs up along the highway.
No, a lot of signs, yeah. 17 is a few signs, so direct you this way to take it all in. All right, gentlemen, thanks so much for helping us out.
Okay.
Appreciate it. I'm looking for one more little fellow. I don't see him here. We're going to maybe have to tape the interview and play it Monday. Todd, there's a young man here by the name of Case. Do you know why his name is Case?
Case of age tracker.
Exactly right. And his brother's name is McCormick, right? McCormick is a brother, and there's a Titan, right? Yeah. So I'm not kidding you. I met him last night at dinner. Is that great or what?
Moline, while we're at it too, because they're still working on a few more.
Oh man, I love it. Is that not great or what? So, folks, I hope you can take this in. Again, want to thank all our fine sponsors for making it happen because, again, without them, it just doesn't happen. That includes Invision Co-op, Gooseneck Implement, Merchants Bank Rugby, Bremer Bank Rugby, Farmers Union Insurance, Devils Lake, North Central Grain of Bisbee as well. The farm show goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but if you can't make it this weekend, just get here sometime, right? Just get here sometime because there's so much going on here all year long and things to see. Of course, this weekend is really pretty incredible, so that's amazing. We have a winner, by the way, of our headline, Drip, Drip, Drip from a Drip. That was the Comey headline from a lucky winner, and also gave us a little weather report, so thanks for listening. Appreciate you all very much. We'll send a note to that winner. Let them know MyPillow is coming their way on us. We'll be here Monday, here at least from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, on the drought conditions out there. God bless you.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest era. I'm Scott Hinnon. Thanks for listening. Today's guest, former Governor Jack Dalrymple. Our question for him, whether the truth was missing throughout this entire ordeal.
Absolutely. I think we're going to see that is the truly interesting thing historically about this, is the degree of misinformation and untruth that prevailed. And there's a lesson to be learned there. And the power of social media is an amazing thing, and it can be used for great good, in my opinion. But it also has a downside, and that is it allows people to spread misinformation and untruth very rapidly. And it also allows groups that are organized in their dissemination of misinformation to have a great tool at their disposal.
Former North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple. Keep listening for more of our ongoing series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.